The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. You know what's an underrated saying? Possibilities are endless here, so I'm really not setting you guys up for success.
Oh, I thought possibilities were endless was the same.
Remembered? Underrated?
Yes. Underrated saying. Possibilities are endless is probably properly rated. A lot of people say it. Nothing is impossible.
I can guess that in three hens. You want to go to
like,
two?
Name that tune.
Let's hear it, all right? I have no idea what her saying is, so I'm just an observer here.
How many words?
Four.
All right, that's one question.
Kiss my ass is out.
Why don't you ask, what's the first word? Why don't you ask, what's the first word?
What's the first word?
What? Now follow the bouncy ball.
Bleep. All right. Not going to have four, huh? What? That's two.
Why don't you ask what the last word is?
What's the last word?
Expect. What blank blank expect?
What did you
what
expect?
Do you expect? What is that for?
I said it.
Gosh, you said the answer.
What did you say?
Figure it out.
Wow. What did you expect? What did you expect? When you say that to somebody, it's like you had all of the information in front of you. The fact that you were unable to put all of that information together and come up with a rational decision or explanation or see the future, that's a very underrated phrase, right?
It's kind of aggressive, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not kind of aggressive.
You're getting your point across, aren't you?
It is.
When you say to someone, what did you expect? Or, well, what did you expect? That's like a...
One more question?
To get the answer?
We already have
the answer.
I know, but this kind of feels Rogers related.
Kind of?
Wow. Good job.
I nailed it.
Bravo, hey, congratulations.
Again,
play the game, play all the things.
You know, yes. Much like Jordan Love was still shaking off rust in, you know, his second game back, Chewy's still shaking off some rust in his second show back.
Gabe, little bit. Jen.
Yes.
Gabe's incapable of using that phrase. Because he's too nice. He's too nice.
You would never say, what did you expect? Are you willing to say it in this case, Gabe? Are you willing to say to the New York Jets?
Well, he can say it amongst friends.
What did you expect?
I mean, yeah, I mean, come on. The Jets, this is fantastic. This is hilarious.
It was a surprise.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, it was a surprise yesterday.
Yes.
Correct.
But is it a surprise in the macro sense?
No. Salah sucks as a coach. Come on.
Does he?
You know what? Give me an offensive.
You're
I'll be an offensive coordinator with Patrick Mahomes, with George Kittle, with, you know, it's easy to coach with talent.
Right,
okay,
but,
or
but
it should
Andy's,
be easy to coach
also,
with talent.
But Andy's also one of the best. Like, that's really tricky to split that pie, to be perfectly honest with you, because
no,
we all give Andy his flowers.
I'm saying when Saleh was with the 49ers and the talent he had had on that team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he
it's
was
like
just
Nick
DC.
Saban. It's like Nick Saban at Alabama, okay? And I love Nick Saban. Great guy, great coach.
There feels
but
like
when you
a butt
have
here.
Yep. All five stars, you know what you should do?
Win national championships.
Win.
Yeah.
Okay,
win.
Okay, how does Alabama lose last week to Vandy? They've got all five stars.
That is the letdown. Huge letdown.
After the Georgia game.
I would have touched that if I was a better. Because my guess is the line was astronomical.
Probably.
You guys don't believe in that stuff. Or do you believe
in it? No. We had a whole segment on College Game Day about the letdown game.
Yeah. Huge. I'm a huge believer in the letdown game.
Okay. So, back to Saleh.
Okay.
Saleh gets fired yesterday, and now there's a ton of information out there. I'm sure Casale's talking to people, and obviously Woody Johnson put his statement out there. Comes out that Rogers spoke to Woody Johnson the night before.
Woody said
comes
it.
out. comes out that Saleh was planning on demoting Nathaniel Hackett, who is Rodgers' guy. That apparently did happen internally before Saleh was informed of the firing. And there's a part of me who has been watching and wondering how this all would play out, if it would all work out, that said, what did you expect? And I don't even mean, Chewy, from the you had to fire your coach standpoint. I mean from the now everyone assumes that Rodgers had something to do with it, and they're trying to put that fire out.
Of course.
And I'm saying, what did you expect people to assume when you essentially handed him the keys saying, oh, you want this guy? Sure. Oh, you want this guy? Sure. Oh, you want this guy? Sure. Oh, you want to take our offense back a decade or so from a scheme standpoint? Sure. People are going to assume that Rodgers had something to do with the termination. No?
Of course. I have the exact same story. I don't know if I was told not to tell it or to tell it. I have the exact same story.
I would love to hear it.
I don't know. Can I?
Look.
Gabe?
This is completely up to you.
No,
if
Gabe,
you want to tell this story.
I already told him the story.
He literally said to you, can I tell it? Your only answer should be, absolutely.
It's up to you. Whether or not you want to get
in, with that. I can't go with that.
It's up to you. Whether or not you want to get in trouble with this person.
I don't really. Well, I mean, I don't really care.
Then tell it.
Someone's got to take blame with me, though.
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll take blame. What do I care?
Number four. Okay. When he was with Minnesota. Right? Second year, they're not playing as well. Chili goes up to him and says, I'm going to pull you out of the game. And we all know number four, he thinks he can come back from 100 points. And I don't blame the guy one bit. He said no. Chili said, and they got into a fight on the sideline. Do people know this or no?
I'm unfamiliar.
Get into a fight. So Chili's replacing Brett. Brett runs onto the field. Said, you're not replacing me. Plays the rest of the game. Get into a huge fight after the game. Brett's in a deer stand on Tuesday. Ziggy Wolf calls him up and is like, what should I do? And Brett said, fire his ass. What's Ziggy Wolf do? Fires him. This is the exact same story. The exact same story. What went on here? Aaron Rodgers, I guarantee he told Woody Johnson to fire him. Okay? But here's the problem, Jen. The guys like this, these prima donna quarterbacks, all have a coach somewhere along the line that empower him way too much. With Brett, it was Mike Sherman. Mike Sherman was in awe of Brett. In awe, and let him do whatever he want, which led eventually to Brett believing he had all this power, which he did because he got the damn coach fired. Same thing with Rodgers. Mike McCarthy empowered Aaron Rodgers. He never reined him in, right? Mm-hmm. He gave up the play calling. I mean, there's still two friends, but he gave him way too much power.
Okay.
And then we all know the story from there. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Again, when
people who don't believe that are crazy.
When the owner says he talked to Rodgers the night before, but we didn't discuss this specifically at all,
That's
just...
What have I been telling you guys for years?
Well, Rodgers is supposed to go on McAfee yesterday and decides, better hold the phone, better...
What have I've been telling you guys?
Besides, he's going to go on today, is what I was saying. He's going to go on today and talk about it.
I've been telling you guys this for I don't know how long. They lie. They lie at every level. You know, They lie. College lies. Pros lie. They all lie.
Okay, so let's keep this local if we can. Let's keep it to the Packers, because as yesterday started to unfold, I had a moment. And I've said this before. Do you guys remember when I was campaigning for Matt LaFleur to be coach of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because somehow he kept the train on the tracks in spite of the drama that Aaron Rodgers created. And there's a part of me yesterday that was like, man, nobody knows how tough it was for Matt LaFleur to step in there, considering his personality, considering where he was in his career, first time head coach in the NFL, considering where Aaron Rodgers was in his career. He kept that team together. He got them wins. He deserves way more credit than he has ever been given for what he was able to do, given the dynamics of that situation.
But he also took a beating. He took a beating from Rodgers, right? I mean, he had the crap he had to put up with. Mm-hmm. I mean, he weathered the ship, but...
Weathered the ship?
Weathered the storm.
You Look, are the ship.
Yeah, he's got storms on his mind. He's got some issues down there.
A little distracted.
Weathered the ship.
Yeah. You know.
I think I'm going to lose my ship.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance.
It might start floating, actually.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm about to lose my ship over here.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes could get Andy Reid fired?
Yes.
If things went south.
Yes.
Right now?
100%. Yes.
Right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's just say this Sunday they get into a blow up and they can't recover. Do you think Mahomes gets a call from one of the Hunts and said, I want Andy Reid fired?
Yeah. Yeah. He has that power.
So quarterbacks have more powers than the coach.
I don't love that. Uh-huh. How do you 100%. Feel about that?
100%.
Is it like that in everything? Is it like that in everything? Somebody gets enough power and they can say, gone, don't like you, you're out, you're fired, you know what I mean? Like, I'm picturing that scene from the Burt, what's that show?
It's definitely like that Half-baked. In the NBA.
Yeah, but I think, again, like, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to do that, but if he wanted to, he could. Because if you're that's an easy decision if you're the Chiefs.
Think about
Are you siding with the guy who's selling all the jerseys, the reason why everybody's going to the game? Are you siding with the coach who you're not quite sure is going to be coaching that much longer? Like, that's an easy decision.
Could Brock Purdy get Shanahan fired?
No.
All right, where's the line? Could Burrow get whoever's Cincinnati's
coach? Burrow, yes.
Who?
Zach Taylor.
Yeah. Which is Mike Sherman's
son-in-law. I mean, Zach Taylor might get himself fired, but, you know.
Where's the
1-4
line?
1-4 start. The line is...
Could Josh Allen get McDermott fired?
Yes.
Josh Allen. Oh, yeah, sure.
Without a doubt.
Could Jalen Hurts get Sirianni fired?
Sirianni's going to get himself fired. Yeah.
Hurts is working on getting Sirianni fired.
Jalen Hurts he's been putting in the time.
It's like this, to be honest with you. I'm putting my water bottle up on top of the thing. It's teetering, if you will. Jalen Hurts is going to come over and go like this. You know? Like, that's all Jalen Hurts has to do.
That's quite an act out.
And if you missed any of that, you can see it on our YouTube page where we stream the show every single day.
Yeah, you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's too far from me. It's too far. Thank you. So we've got four?
It's probably like 10. Who are the guys, the top 10 in terms of who's getting paid the most?
Dak could get McCarthy fired.
Yep.
Especially with the new contract.
Lamar could get Harbaugh fired.
Lamar could get Harbaugh fired.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as Harbaugh has been there, you would think he would have some cachet with the ownership.
Yeah, but I mean.
Push comes to shove.
Yeah, I mean, you're not winning without Lamar.
Correct.
There's an interesting thing here to ponder, and it never ended up happening. Aaron Rodgers never managed to get really anyone but Mike McCarthy fired, but that stopped with Matt LaFleur.
And I've seen reports. Does this all go back to the stupid Egypt thing?
I think that's when the relationship between Saleh and Rodgers probably started to deteriorate, yeah.
That was the initial fracture.
Yeah.
Wait, did you think that was a misstep by Saleh?
I think it's stupid.
Did you think it was a misstep
by Saleh?
Because you're talking
No, you are the coach.
You're talking about how Sherman gave Favre too much power. So Saleh reads that situation. He sees it teetering. He sees maybe the perception that he's not in control, that Rodgers is in control. And he thinks he can do one thing. He can say it was an inexcused absence, which it was. They talked about it, but it was an inexcused absence. And he thinks he can do that and reassert his power, regain quote unquote control. Problem is, Rodgers doesn't forget.
No.
Doesn't let it go.
Well, no. And then they did the whole cadence thing and then tried to pretend that it was a, you know, oh, you guys made that up. No, man. We're just reading quotes back to you.
But it was stupid. The power they gave the guy from the start.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you expect?
Yeah.
That's my point. When you get yourself in this situation, when you let these dominoes start falling the way they are, You can't stop the momentum. You can't all of a sudden. Egypt, I think, was Salah's way of saying, no, I'm the captain still. No, maybe.
But that was the mistake. That was the mistake he made.
But again, I think he looked at it as, I can't let this sucker roll anymore. I can't let this thing keep gaining, this snowball keep gaining momentum down the hill.
Rodgers had more power with the ownership than you did, Blood. You got to be smart enough to be able to read these situations.
How often do you think Woody was calling Salah? Probably not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Woody and Rodgers are talking all that often, which again is why, oh yeah, I talked to Aaron on Monday. Oh, and you just didn't mention that you're going to be firing your coach 12 hours later?
But that's why Andy Reid is so good, from the tree he came from, because Holmgren was so damn smart that he put fires out before he knew they were happening.
Yeah.
You know? Holmgren's like, all right, you're an A player. All right, you can go to Egypt. That's fine. All right, you're good. But I need you here, 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 here. And he probably would have been, okay. The problem is these guys get so gaga goo goo over guys like Roger. Mike was never, ever gaga goo goo over Brett. Who was the next coach?
Good.
Ray.
Ray wasn't, but Ray wanted to be
one of the guys.
With the guys, and you can't do that.
Let me ask you a question. How many interceptions did Robert Saleh throw on Sunday morning?
None.
How many interceptions did Aaron Rodgers throw on Sunday morning? How many of those three interceptions were Robert Saleh's fault?
All of them.
Ooh, I'm very interested in this.
All of them.
What did you expect?
I did not expect that.
All of them.
Why? Tell me.
Because he'd let it go too far. You know? I don't care. Even Brett.
But he didn't have any control.
Even Brett at his third MVP, Holmgren knew maybe he wouldn't yell at him, but he'd go to Andy Reid and said, you go yell at him. Right?
Yeah.
Salah's not telling anyone to hack it. Talk about a guy that can't coach.
But the point is, Chu, like, he never had that power with Rodgers. Like, ownership empowered Rodgers from day one. Like, Salah.
Of course.
You know, so
but now they're sitting here, Gabe, going, Woody Johnson, I don't know. It's got to be sitting. What a stupid decision. That was dumb.
All right, let me ask you this.
Bringing this guy in.
So Salah is gone. They got the interim guy there. Who's the interim guy?
Jeff Ulrich.
Thank you. They have Jeff Ulrich there. Does that mean Rodgers will be running the offense? Will Rodgers be running the offense?
Rodgers will be running the team.
So here's the thing.
Ulrich, excuse me.
Thank you. I think that Rodgers is going to have a really... He's going to have a really tough season. Tougher than last year when he was sitting out with the Achilles and rehabbing all year. Because Rodgers thinks he can be a head coach. And Rodgers is a damn good quarterback. At least he has been. He's a Hall of Famer, no question, right? We know that. But Rodgers isn't a head coach. And I think Rodgers thinks the job of being a head coach is easier than it is. I don't think he's ever given credit to that position. I think he's always thought that everybody's a bunch of buffoons and that he can do it better than them. So here you go, buddy. Go. Do it. Show us how great you are at running the offense. Show us. Get the wins. Surprise everybody. And then we'll be able to say, you know what? Maybe Rodgers was right.
Oh, it ain't going to happen.
I don't think it will either.
Yeah.
But you know what?
They lost the team already.
Here you go.
The teams, yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
They're bringing in a substitute teacher, and the substitute's going to turn everything around. Their season is done. Fried. Done.
Would you be surprised if they win this week against the Bills?
Oh, they got no chance.
I think there's a chance always when it's like, I think the Bills are better, but it's the classic rebound from getting your coach fired.
Yeah,
that stuff happens. It's not going to last.
Well, yeah, but that lasts like a week or two.
Yeah.
They've got 11 games to go.
They've got a long way to go.
It's not going to save the season.
800-990-3776, your reaction. And we are asking you this morning, should we have given Matt LaFleur more credit for keeping the team together while Rodgers was there, for keeping his job, goodness gracious, while Rodgers was there?
You know who
there.
I really feel bad for? Horrible for. Terrible. The bar that said, hey, if you come here and have a tab.
And the Jets
lose. I feel
lose.
Horrible for them because they're going to lose a lot of money.
You know what? They're real mad at you for reminding
I
people
know.
that exists this morning.
Hey, be a sponsor. I'll take it back.
Pottawatomie Sportsbook is upping their game in a major move for all sports bettors out there. You can now use your Pottawatomie Rewards card at most self-service kiosks and the betting counter. You can bet on your favorite sports and earn reward points along the way. That is a winning play. Bet above the rest. Learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have Adam Schefter coming up in just a few minutes here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of reaction rolling in this morning, guys. And I do want to get to this. So, as Mark Murphy once said, Rodgers is a complicated fella. That coming from Justin in Jacksonville. Marie weighing in saying, every time Rodgers walks into a room, he thinks everyone here's an idiot but me. Eric wants to know, could Jordan Love get Matt LaFleur fired? Is he part of your algorithm?
I don't think that Love could get LaFleur fired right now. No.
And I don't think anyone in Green Bay really can do that anymore. I think the Packers have made a decision. This starts at the top and we work through it. Because do you think Matt LaFleur could have gotten fired during 2022 if Aaron Rodgers wanted him to? I don't think the Packers would have let him. I think Aaron Rodgers might have tried if he thought he had the power.
But I'll tell you, if Jordan Love becomes what we think he can be, if he becomes an MVP and Super Bowl champ, then he can get his coach fired.
But is part of it also Brian Gutekunst, who kind of put his foot down and was like, no.
Because it's not Goody's decision.
No, I'm just saying, but Gutekunst was always kind of butting heads with Rodgers, right? Mm-hmm. They had that, was there part of that as opposed to kind of just opening up the door and
good cop,
here
bad
you go,
cop type thing?
Toro. Is there part of that that maybe gave Rodgers pause to exerting the power that he now has in these other places?
Well, but he still exerted his power. He got Randall Cobb back.
Yeah, but why isn't Brady held to the same standard? Because he clearly got Arians fired.
That's correct.
And you heard nothing about it.
That's correct.
So are we being fair?
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have as good of a PR team as Tom Brady.
Yeah.
The best PR is 7 Super Bowls.
So
that helps. Really helps.
Hey,
really helps.
You ding yourself.
Do not ding yourself. This is the workplace. What are you talking about?
What I did want to bring up before we get to Adam Schefter, guys, is I am seeing a lot of people in the talk and text line saying, are we concerned about the Bucks and Giannis? That from Chef Ed, that from Dan in Salem, wondering if Giannis has too much power within the Bucks organization.
Could Wilde and Tausch get Ashton fired?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Mm.
Ah, yeah.
Tausch could.
Get him fired?
Tausch, I feel like, could get any of us fired.
Yeah, Tausch is, yeah.
I got Tausch's number. I think I do.
Gabe, your thoughts on the Giannis question?
No, I don't think that. Again, I think it's a little bit different in the NBA, and I know Thanasis has been a part of the team, but there's also just very few NBA coaches that really make that big of a difference. But again, it's how good of a player are you? If Giannis wanted to get Doc fired, he could probably get Doc fired at this point. If Wemby wanted to get Greg Popovich fired down in San Antonio, you could probably do that.
I think that would be a very bad move.
Yeah, I would agree, and I don't think he's going to do it. But the players just, and it's starting to happen in the NFL, if you get to a point, the players are always more valuable to the franchises than the coaches.
Yes.
Right?
Even
so
Pop,
that's,
though?
Yeah,
like even Pop. Pop is an institution.
Yeah,
I know, but you could sit here and say, how much longer is he going to coach? But every year he's on the bench, it feels like he gives you an advantage.
Yeah, but Wemby is going to be playing for the next 15 years. And you want him to do that in San Antonio. And if that's what makes him happy, then that's what the organization would ultimately end up doing, because people, as evidenced with the Spurs, who were so bad, it's not like they were selling out to go watch bad, bad Spurs teams. They're going to go watch Wemby no matter what. And it's the same thing with the Bucks and Giannis.
Bill weighing in saying, did we forget that Rodgers tried to get Brian Gutekunst fired as well?
Mm-hmm.
I did forget.
Yeah.
I did forget. I forgot that was a detail that was out there, that he at one point had said, it's him or me.
Mm-hmm.
He is a complicated fella.
Is he complicated? He seems pretty straightforward.
He's got a lot of hate in him. It's
his way or the highway.
He's an egomaniac. He's never done wrong. He knows better than everyone
black
else.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He either likes you or he doesn't.
And he likes you when you feed into his ego. If you don't, you are his enemy.
Yeah, it's the quintessential yes men, right?
So what happens
that's
when
why,
he's
like,
done?
Could Nathaniel Hackett maybe go to Rodgers and say, I've got some ideas that could innovate this offense, that could bring it up to, you know, the 21st century? And he could, but here's your pink slip, you know, because Rodgers likes to be surrounded by people.
So what does he do when he's done to feed his ego? Is TV going to want him?
No, I don't think so at this point.
His own podcast.
Yeah, he used to do his own podcast.
That's enough?
I don't know.
I don't think that's enough. That's an appetizer.
I don't know. I've never had an ego that big. I don't know how to feed it.
Chris,
why are you looking at me like that? Did you see the look he just gave me?
Like you're the
ego. He gave me the eyeballs, and then he looked away real quick.
Because you're the ego expert.
Is this about yesterday? Rain cloud?
Shiny rain cloud.
Oh, I'm glad that you like that, by the way.
I love that.
Well, he's supposed to be in my camp, and he stabs me in the back.
What we need to do is we need to go find that, like, Christopher Robbins tut. Tut, it looks like rain. Tut, tut, it looks like rain. And we need to play that drop every time Gabe goes into negative town on the Packers. LaFleur definitely deserves more credit for what he did when Rodgers was here. Not only did he keep Rodgers somewhat happy, he protected his friend Hackett from getting fired while keeping his job. Imagine if Rodgers tried to get LaFleur fired. Hackett would have been the Packers' next head coach. Oh. Yikes. Well, that is a sliding doors moment there that Chris is presenting to us.
Threw up in my mouth a little
bit. Yeah, that makes sense. We got to get to Adam Schefter. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Football season is back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink. Drink Celsius like me and college stars Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel, and others. Explore all 27 refreshing flavors. Right now, I am very much enjoying the sparkling cherry cola. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
You're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, gaming casual and fine dining, 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We love having Adam Schefter on our show so that we can get to the nitty-gritty, to the finer details of everything going on in the NFL. Good morning, Adam. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Can you believe we got the whole cast here? We got the whole gang?
Well, hold on. If we do indeed have the whole cast here, I do have to hear about Chewy's flight and trip to Turkey. Obviously, he made it back safe, thankfully, fortunately. How was it, Chewy?
Adam, I was very, very nervous based upon what you told me about 2 weeks ago about going to Turkey. But I can say this. Turkey is absolutely beautiful. Istanbul is the nicest airport I've ever been in, and it makes Chicago look like a dollhouse.
Wow.
It is enormous. It is huge. They had department stores in there probably the half the size of a Target. It was unbelievable how beautiful it was. Clean. I would definitely go back, but it's a long flight. And I would highly recommend it. Turkey was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Great trip.
But Adam, wonderful he has trip. Told us a number of times that your information headed into his trip made him very uncomfortable, made him very nervous.
Almost to
I gotta
the point.
Be honest with you. I gotta be honest with you. I was uncomfortable that he was going. I didn't wanna I tried to scare him a little bit.
You did.
I was really concerned.
Mission accomplished. You did.
Yeah,
and he still got
he
on the plane. Because he's more scared of his wife than he is of you.
Yes.
Of your information is what I was trying to say.
I even tried to back out or tried to attempt to back out at times.
Wait, did you actually
say... Well, you know what? It goes to show you sometimes also, you hear a lot of things and then you go experience them yourselves and you're like, this isn't what I thought it was.
No, not at all. And I mean, Adam, we all know what's going on in the Middle East, and I was like a 2-hour flight from there, and it's like no one had no idea.
Just things
were going on as normal, and it was a great experience. Well, I highly recommend.
Speaking of things not needing to experience things for yourself. Do you think Davante Adams needs to experience the Jets for himself? Do you think that, you know, there's been bad reviews and people are telling him not to go, but he's like, you know what? I need to go to the Jets like Chewy needed to go to Turkey.
Well, you know, that might be. It might be a situation where, look, the two teams that were out there and most speculated on with Davante were the Jets and the Saints.
They're having
and
a tough week.
And since that's come up, the Jets lose and fire their coach. The Saints lose their quarterback. So it just goes to show you that, you know, the NFL, the dynamics of these situations often change pretty quickly. And they did here. Now, maybe these teams are still going to be in play. That is certainly possible. But the dynamics have shifted some, right? Like, I'm sure Davante still would like to go to New York, but New York is busy picking a new head coach. He may have a new offensive coordinator. Like, now you want to go trade for, like, it's just a lot going on, right? Like, and by the way, also, in the NFL, if and when trades are going to happen, they usually happen Monday or Tuesday. They rarely happen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's just not the way that NFL business is done. That's not to say that it couldn't happen today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It could. But when NFL business is done in season, big moves, they're usually made on Monday and Tuesday so that you could take that into account for the game planning and installation of the game plan that week during practice. You're not usually going to make a trade on Thursday once you have begun installing the game plan and trade away a guy that sees what you're doing or land a guy that doesn't know the game plan that week. So again, almost always, but not always, any trades that are made are done Mondays and Tuesdays in the league.
Adam, did you see this coming at all? I mean, I was blown away after five games. I mean, they're 2-3, not playing great. But
you're talking about the Sala fire?
Sala, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it was a big surprise to a lot of people, but I think as we're going to hear more and more, it's going to become less and less surprising over time. I think there'll be just things that come up. There'll be layers to this. You know, we see, like, Robert Saleh is widely respected amongst his peers. You know, I heard from a lot of people around the league yesterday that were disappointed, surprised, angered that he had been let go. But I think that, you know, Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, also was the guy that didn't hire him. He was serving as the ambassador to the United States in the UK. Christopher Johnson hired Robert Saleh. And they want to win now. And they know that this potentially could be the final season of Aaron Rodgers' career. And they didn't feel like it was working. The team looked sloppy. There were a lot of penalties. And so I think that they decided, you know what? We're going to shake it up now, make the move, try to bring some energy, change the vibes, and go with a different head coach. And that's what happened.
Adam, with the Packers, they were without Romeo Doubs this last week because they suspended him. He didn't show up to practice Thursday, Friday. And now he's, you know, supposedly going to be coming back to practice today and be, you know, part of the team and the game plan as they get ready for their game this weekend against the Cardinals. Do you recall, you know, any other situations in your time covering the league where a player found out what the game plan was and then decided not to show up for practice Thursday, Friday, and how that ended up working out for the player and the team going forward?
Don't recall it.
Yeah, it's just so weird.
It's highly unusual. I'm sure it's probably happened. But what was interesting to me is, and I said this on my podcast, and I think that there's an element of truth. I was talking to a coach over the weekend, and he's like, you would be amazed at the world we're living in, how much emphasis there is amongst players, how much pressure there is on players to get targets, because targets mean bigger numbers, and bigger numbers mean bigger dollars. And so when you're in a situation like Romeo Doubs, and you're going to be eligible for a new contract after this year, and you're seeing the money going around for wide receivers, and you're not in the game plan or you're not getting the ball as much as you want or the play time you want, you might get really pissed off. And you don't know who's in your ear talking to you. Man, I can't believe they're not getting you the ball. Or you may think that yourself, or who knows. But there's so much scrutiny in the fancy football world that we live in of how many targets a guy's getting. There's so much pressure on these guys, self-induced from outside forces, well, about the money involved. And so literally, if Romeo Doubs has a 7-for-140 game with a touchdown, that goes a long way towards making him a lot of money in the offseason. And conversely, if he goes 2-for-26 and doesn't do much, that hurts his bargaining power. So there's money tied up in every performance that he has or doesn't have. And there's probably a lot of pressure that comes along with that. And it causes people to act a certain way. And it leads to the type of situations that we had last week. That makes sense.
Adam, are players more acceptable of this today? Because I'll tell you, back in 93, 94, the day the we're in the hotel opening up against Minnesota at home the next day, and Sterling starts, he kicks all the coaches out, and Sterling says, "Guys, I'm not playing tomorrow unless they offer me a new contract." Half of the room was out of their mind, pissed off, and the other half was like, "Yeah, you know, you do what you got to do." Are players do they accept this stuff? Because I mean, I played eons ago, but I could never accept this.
Well, so Sterling Sharp did have some. He stopped playing, right? He didn't play in the game, right?
No, they signed him at like 3 o'clock in the morning. He wound up playing, but I love Sterling the person, but I hated playing with him. He's the most selfish player I've ever played with. And I could never get over that, Adam. I could never get over. And that's why I'm like, with Doubs, unless he stood up and apologized to the team and said, "I had a lapse in judgment. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Never do it again." If he didn't do that, I could never respect him as a player.
Well you know what, Chewy? I think that the attitudes of today's players are different than the attitudes of players when you played and I was in a locker room. Like, I'm not in a locker room on a daily basis, okay? I want to be very clear about that. Whereas when I was in Denver, I'm there for 16 years. But I do think, and I don't mean to sound like an older guy here, the young players of today, they're just different. It's a different world they're growing up in.
Yeah.
You know, they're exposed to the NIL money. The money's greater than ever before. There's more stats and data available. I think they're thought to think more about me in the social media age. Like, there's a whole host of things that have changed the way that players and people, not just players, people are. So it rubs down. So you may have acted a certain way, but people who are younger today, they're just different. I think it's a little bit more me-centered, a little bit more self-centric, and that's just kind of the way that it goes.
Adam, before we let you go, are the Vikings for real? Gabe has always said, at some point, your record indicates who you are, right, Gabe?
That's the old Jimmy Johnson. You are what your record says you are.
So they have a 5-0 start. 5-0 start. Obviously, the Packers are now looking up at them in the division standings. Are they for real? And if they are, how did they do this so quickly? How did they turn things around so fast?
Well, first of all, I definitely think they're for real. And by the way, you know how real they are? If they split their remaining 12 games, they finish 11-6. That's how real they are, okay? If they split their remaining 12. So I just think that, you know, their defense last year, I don't know. That's the part that's interesting to me, because it's the same coach. You know, I guess you can make your schemes a little bit more exotic and a little bit more bold and daring, but it is still, you know, a lot of the same schemes. They added some key pieces. I think Van Ginkel is a great player. You know, Jonathan Guerrero, they lose Danielle Hunter. So, I mean, they lost some talent. They added some. Can't be that. They've always had a lot of offensive skill makers. Kirk got hurt last year, leaves, and then they had unstable quarterback play. So, Yeah, I think they are real. Like, are they going to go unbeaten? No, I don't expect that. But I think they're a good team, like a very good team.
It's just interesting because headed into the season, we thought this was going to be a two-horse race between the Vikings. I'm sorry, between the Lions and the Packers. And the Vikings have just been, like, you know, obviously dominating. They haven't been dominating in all of their games, but obviously, like, you know, to Gabe's point, they're 5-0. So I feel like a lot of people are surprised by that. But ESPN right now is giving them an 89% chance to make the playoffs because of this 5-0 start.
Again, that's the great part about the NFL. Every year there's four or five teams that you don't expect. Right. This year we got the Commanders in first place in the NFC East. Jaden Daniels has changed that franchise. The Vikings have surprised people. Seattle looks like, or Arizona has, looks like they have a chance to win the NFC West. Nobody would have thought that. That's the way the league works. You know, it's, there's not that great of a difference between so many teams. And if you have a great quarterback, you know, you're always going to be relevant. You're always going to be competitive. You're always going to have a chance. But when you don't, it's wide open. Or if you don't and then you get one like Washington, and you can even make the case for Minnesota. Because, again, they had instability there, and they got Sam Darnold, who's played at a great high level right now. When that happens, your team rises up. That's how the league works.
I don't love it. All right, Adam, we appreciate the insight. Thank you for hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Welcome back, Chewy.
Thanks, buddy.
Lots of folks reminding us that the last time the Vikings started 5-0, they finished 8-8. That coming in from Damian in the 920. Also reminding us that in 2003, they started 6-0 and later collapsed.
Yeah, they've started 5-0 times. Six teams have started 5-0 and missed the playoffs. Vikings, the only team to do it twice. The other times, though, that the Vikings started 5-0, they made the NFC Championship game in 98, 2000, and 2009. So it's boom or bust.
It's kind of scary.
I don't like it.
No, it's not good.
Dude, give me your rear view mirror thing. Remember you told me that they were flashing the old blind spot?
They're not in the rear view mirror. They're out front.
Yeah, by my headlight. But, I mean, you have four teams in this division that are...
The Bears are still kind of stinky.
Are they?
Yeah,
yeah, but their schedule's a joke, Gabe.
That's true. That's true. Very true. Adam Schefter each and every week brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Do you want the good news or do you want the bad news?
Bad, always bad.
What do you mean always bad?
No bad on Friday either. That's a rule of ours.
No bad news on Friday?
No.
What do? You just hold it?
You wait till Monday.
Wait, so if I die, they can't tell you till Monday?
Yeah. Gabe's not going to be here today. He's dead.
No, you have to hold the bad news.
Yeah. Apparently, if I'm
yeah, but Monday. They'll tell me Monday morning in the
and
production
you'll be like,
meeting.
How did it happen? When did it happen? And we'll be like, well, it happened on Thursday. But you told us we're not allowed to tell you bad news on Friday, and so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you have like a power rankings of days for bad news? Like, so obviously you don't want any bad news on Friday. I assume Saturday and Sunday are in there as well.
Yeah, no.
You don't deal with bad news business on the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend bad news should come on a Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, it's Blammer Thursday.
So you have to get the bad news in before 4 p.m. on Thursday?
You got 3 days to give me bad news. Basically. Why? Do you have bad news?
No, I don't have bad news. Oh. But the afternoon show, Kyle Breston Ortman, they put a poll out yesterday saying, when someone says to you, do you want the good news first or the bad news first? What do people say, Joshy?
Most people want the bad news first.
Yeah. Why is that? What's the philosophy? What's the psychology behind that?
They think the good news will trump the bad news.
Just so you know, that's not how the brain works.
That's how my brain works.
No, I don't think it is.
Really?
You think that's how it works, but that's actually not how it works. I've told you guys this before. In the book, It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Moad, RIP, he talks about how the human brain is predispositioned to recall bad information because it is seen as a threat to survival. And so you ever wonder why you can read like 30 good comments about something you do, but there's one bad comment and you remember the bad comment as
you
opposed
think
to the good?
He's reading comments about anything?
Not anymore. Oh, I thought you were talking about Trevor.
No, I'm talking about...
He's dead.
It applies to both of them.
Fair enough. No, I mean, they just mean generally human speaking, you pay attention to the negative because it is considered a threat to your survival. Therefore, getting the bad news first, your brain is still going to marinate and circulate and think about it, even if you get the good news afterward.
No offense to Trevor. I don't think he studied this brain. This brain operates different than everybody else's. Yeah. I think we proved that on just about a daily basis.
But you said you feel the same way. You want
the bad news first. Well, no, I want the bad news first because like the good news is just going to ease the pain of whatever the bad is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to supersede it. It's just going to ease it a little bit.
I think you're underestimating the human brain's reaction to bad news.
The problem is, I feel like every time I hear a good news, bad news, the good news is a throw-in that just kind of tries to alleviate the bad news without actually being good news.
It's the seventh round pick of the trade.
Yeah, it's just like a throw-in. It's, you know, we're trying to balance the books. But the good news is always like, well, I didn't really have any, so here you go. Here's something.
Here's a cookie.
Yeah, it's...
It's kind of like a compliment sandwich. I really don't have two compliments, but you're going to make me come up with a second one. Yeah. So, you're very pretty.
Right, the good news, bad news only arrives when the bad news exists, because you're just trying to compensate.
I will say, though, if somebody says I have good news and bad news, that means that the bad news isn't that bad. Because if the bad news was really bad, you don't try to couch it with good news. You just accept the heaviness of the bad news.
So what you're telling me is Woody Johnson didn't walk into Robert Sala's office yesterday and go, hey, bud.
You want the good news or the bad news?
What would the good news have been?
Well, you get your whole salary.
Yeah. You got some more free time.
Yeah. You've always wanted to golf.
Yeah. Don't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on right after this. Stick around.